So we're now into 1 John chapter 3. We're actually going to wrap up chapter 3 today. And it's important to remember that God doesn't want his people filled with these fears, anxieties, doubts about whether or not they are God's people. He wants them knowing that they know, knowing that they have absolute certainty, that they not only know him, but they are in close fellowship with him. And God desires that his people know they're in close fellowship. And he's devised specific things that let his people know that they are in close fellowship with him. Look at this in verse 21 of chapter 3. He says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God." So how can we tell? Well, we can tell when we're in a relationship with God by the continual status of our heart. If our heart does not continually condemn us, then we can have confidence that we are in a right relationship with God. Now, of course, what is really needed for that assessment is real honesty, personal honesty, and integrity before God. Being right with God is a matter of the heart. So if you're continually involved in something that you know is not of God, and your heart or conscience does not condemn you, then there are three options that could be going on. You're being deceived, number one, either by Satan or by yourself, in this convincing self-convincing way that you are right with God when you really aren't. And then your heart is so hardened and callous to sin that it no longer even hears the Spirit of God. And then thirdly, your heart has never really ever been right with God. So that's one, the test of our heart. Then secondly, look at this in 22, verse 22. "And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him." And so this idea of our prayers, this verb, when you look at the tenses here of ask and receive, they're both present tense, and that's important. So you have this continual habit, a pattern in your life, when you're in fellowship with God, that you will continually ask for things and continually receive answers. It does not mean that every request is going to be answered. And that if clause is a what is called in the Greek a third-class conditional. It's not a first-class conditional. And there's religious frauds who will tell you that if you do this, it's a fact, first class, your prayer will be answered. This condition is not the condition of fact. What this means is if the conditions are met, it is probable, third class, that God will answer the prayer. In other words, there's a good probability that God will answer the prayer if we keep his commandments, if we do things pleasing to him. And keeping his commandments are tangible principles that we obey when we conform with what the word of God says. And pleasing him are the applications we make when we may or may not have specific verses in mind. And as near as we can determine, there are prerequisites that if we meet them, that this is going to answer many of the prayers in our life. For one, you obey the written and known word of God. In any situation, you do specific things you know that please him. You pray in Jesus' name. You examine your motives to make certain that your prayer requests are not for just your own stuff, your own lusts. You examine your motives to make certain that you've been forgiven and you are a forgiving person. You look at your lives. You look at your life and you make certain that you're not covering up some secret form of sin. You examine your prayers to make certain that it's not some sort of show going on. You examine your relationship with your spouse. That's important. And then you make certain that you pray that you would have the faith that God can answer the prayer. So let's look again at, so that's prayer. And then look at this test here of our faith in the first part of verse 23. And this is a commandment that we believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. So you're going to, If you do not have a personal belief in Jesus Christ, your Savior, if you're not banking on him and him alone, you don't have a relationship with God. You need to have fellowship with God through the person of Jesus Christ. And then the second part of verse 23 says, "And you love one another just as he commanded us." So he comes back to that point again, and we've talked about it a few times, loving one another. And it's another of the same kind. The commandment is singular, but the application is plural. In other words, this is viewed as a one commandment with a plural application. So if you continually care more about unsaved people than you do your own church family, something in your spiritual life is drastically wrong and you do not have fellowship with God. So we need to be people that care. It's great that we care about the world, but ultimately a huge part is your family, your spiritual family. And then lastly, there's this test that kind of lines up with obedience, this verse 24. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. So the Spirit of God's been given to us. That word given is in the aorist tense. And that means he's been given us at one point or moment in time, the moment we believed. And the Holy Spirit is prompting us to obey the word of God. And as we do this, the Spirit gives us an assurance that we are walking close with God. God wants us to know we are right with him and know we are in fellowship with him. So let me ask you today, do you know that you know? Are you trusting completely, totally, only in the person of Jesus Christ? Are you that kind of person? And are you looking to him? And then are you looking at these tests and saying, yes, these I line up with this. I have a confidence in that. That's what he's calling us to.